want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We'd like to real quickly invite you out to our Sunday services this week. We are excited because we're having a kids' Christmas program as part of our Sunday morning service this coming week. Starts at 10:30. We'll have some praise and worship, and then we'll have our kids' program, and I'll share a brief word after that. But it's been a number of years since we have had a kids' program, and a lot of our ladies have worked diligently. They've had a great time putting props and stage decorations together, and so we would like to invite you out to come and celebrate what Jesus is doing, not just in adults, but what he's doing in the lives of children as well. So that'll be this Sunday morning as part of our 10:30 service. Want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. You know, Dennis and Carla are a blessing to the church that they pastor. They're a blessing to this community with their business skills and keeping us cool when we need to be cool and warm when we need to be warm. But they're also a blessing to the radio program, and they're a blessing to me. And so I just want to say thank you to them for being them, and want to thank them for being a blessing to God and to the Refresh radio program. Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, if you're looking that up on the internet, it is based in Rockledge, Florida, and they have been in business for 50 years. They work in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields, and they provide professional sales services and repairs in all of those areas. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial work as well. One of the things that I know for a fact, because I was with him on one of his days off, and that is they provide emergency service when necessary. So he was on call that weekend, got a phone call, and later that day, he was out there getting someone's air conditioner, I believe it was, all fixed up and ready to go. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their license number is CAC-182-1309. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. I always like to have a Christian mechanic, and I like to have a Christian air conditioning repairman that I can trust. And Wyrick Air would be a great resource if you are looking for someone for your air conditioning and heating systems. And we thank them once again for not only being friends, but supporters of the Refresh radio program. So I'm going to take you back to Psalm 139. I'm going to read verses 17 and 18. And it says this: how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. So David is writing here, and we talked a little bit about this on Friday. I just didn't quite get all the way through where the word he's talking about, that God thinks of us not the way that other people think about us, but his thoughts towards us are precious. They're holy. They're valuable. They help us to understand our worth, and the thoughts that he thinks about us are weighty. And so He says, how great is the sum of them? And he begins to talk about counting them. He said they would be more in number than the sand. I want to talk to you about sand for just a little bit, because on Friday we talked about the promise that God had made to Abraham, that Abraham's heirs would be more than the stars in the sky, and it would be more than the sands in the sea. And that's a lot. I mean, a grain of sand is not very large. And if you ever go to the beach, you will find that sand has a tendency to migrate to all sorts of places on your body. You get it on your feet and in your clothes, and it sometimes it can be quite difficult to get that sand to let go of you. It has a kind of a attachment to wherever it lands. One of the other descriptive reference or phraseologies having to deal with sand, at least in as far as the lexicon is concerned, is whirling particles. Whirling particles. And I want to share that with you in regards to God's thoughts, because there are a lot of different thoughts that can go through our head. We live in a world where everybody is going to share their opinion, and sometimes their opinion is not going to line up with God's. And so you may be thinking, you may not even need someone's external voice to be whirling around in your head. Sometimes it can be your own voice, where you have unredeemed thoughts, or thoughts that are not brought under the lordship of Jesus Christ, and they're whirling around in your head. And I don't know about you, but when I go to bed at night, a lot of times I'm very tired. And when I go to bed, there must be some sort of switch that as soon as I get into the horizontal sleeping position, there must be a float valve or something, because automatically my mind starts racing with all sorts of thoughts. What did I do today? What did I forget to do today? What do I have facing me urgently in the morning? And you may have a lot of those thoughts whirling around in your head, but I want to remind you that those thoughts are not what God is wanting us to focus on. He's wanting us to know how much he's thinking of us and how valuable we are. So if you are being bombarded with people who want to express their opinion, or maybe you've fallen short or made a mistake or something, and all of a sudden it seems like it's not just one thought, but it's a multitude of thoughts that are just whirling around inside of your brain. I want to encourage you to stop counting those and start counting the thoughts that God thinks about you. I remember hearing a pastor tell a story. He was seeing a counselor, and or a coach or something, and he was describing, you know, things, and it said everybody, you know, does this, or everybody does this, and the person he was, you know, being very real with at that moment handed him a legal pad, and he said, I want you to write down everything that you can think of that people have said bad about you, betrayed you, done, and write them down here on the legal pad. And so he thought about it. He wrote some things down there, and he handed them to the person who'd given him the legal pad. And he said, "How many people are in your church?" And he spouted off some number, and he said, "Why do you ask?" And he said, "Well, you said that everybody had negative things to say about you, And I gave you this pad, and I asked you to write down all of the bad things that have been said or done, and all you wrote down was six. If we're not careful, we can allow the thoughts of a very small group of people to prevail in our minds where God in His sovereignty wants His thoughts about us to rule and to reign. So, let me tell this little movie quip first, because I'm thinking about the whirling particles. I watched the original Twister movie years ago, and they are chasing tornadoes, and they're driving down the road, and they're right in the midst of it, and a person says, "Cow," and a little while later, I mean, just not very long, and says, "Another cow," and somebody said, "I think that was the same cow." And many times we may think that those negative thoughts, those dust particles, those sources of irritation that are whirling around inside of us, but the whirling makes it appear that they're more numerous than they actually are. So I've told you before of the fact that I was told at one point in time I was worthless and would never amount to anything in the ministry. That was a pastor that I worked for. And I lived for about 35 years thinking that one opinion prevailed inside of the whole church in which I had served at that point in time. And about 5 years ago, we reconnected. Some people from that church showed up at Merit Assembly of God. They showed up there unannounced. They showed up on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and we were ecstatic to see them. I mean, it was wonderful. I mean, I still remember them vividly from their faithful service to the Lord, and that was over 40 years ago now. And I remember sitting there while we were sharing a meal, and I said, I'm shocked that y'all came over to see us. And they said, "Well, why is that?" And I said, "Well, I was the world's worst youth pastor, because that was the whirling particle that had gone around my mind." And the husband said, "Bob, you weren't one of the worst. You were one of the best." And all of a sudden, there was something that broke inside of me that said, you know what? The loudest opinion didn't necessarily reflect the majority opinion. And so I want to change atmospheres about the sand from whirling around to the fact that sand can be a source of irritation if it gets inside a clam or an oyster. And what happens is if that grain of sand becomes an irritant, that oyster will secrete a substance that encases that source of irritation. And then when that gets hard, it'll coat it again, and it'll coat it again, and it'll coat it again. And what happens is eventually that what had started off as something painful that the oyster was just trying to get a little relief from, all of a sudden there is a pearl that is created there, a pearl that people will pay a lot of money for the privilege of wearing around so that it makes them look good. That which had been a problem at one point in time has now become an object of beauty to be embraced. And so I want you to realize that the thoughts that God thinks about you can transform the priorities in which we think. It can change that which is painful and irritating to something that is beautiful. In fact, when Revelation is describing the gates of heaven, it describes 12 gates, each one made out of a single pearl that just continued to be coated and coated and coated. And for us, that's a coating of grace. That's a coating of love and relationship, that no matter how many times that thing keeps rising up and trying to dominate our life again, we just coat it with the grace of God again, and we bring it under the blood of Jesus, and we say, God, would you rule and reign sovereignly over this thing? And God makes it more and more priceless. The last phrase of verse number 18, Psalm 139, verse 18, puts this these past few verses into a different context. You would think from reading these verses that this is something that David was doing, and he was cognizant about it and intentional about it. But listen to how verse number 18 concludes. When I awake, I am still with you. David, in the midst of all of the things he had dealt with, had reached a stage in his relationship with God where when he fell asleep, he wasn't having nightmares about his problems. He wasn't having fantasies. He was having a spiritual encounter with God that was so pleasant that it impacted his demeanor when he woke up. What do you have pleasant dreams about? David dreamt about his glorious relationship with a holy and perfect and loving God. And so for someone who's listening today, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And maybe one of the greatest gifts that you could receive from God this Christmas is a new thought pattern. There's a precious saint that has taught me that our minds are designed in such a way that when there is a neural pathway that is damaged, new neural pathways can be constructed to get around the damaged area so that we can think the way that we are supposed to think. And so I want to encourage you to get into the Word of God, to get into the presence of God, and build healthy and holy relationships with godly people who will help you, and you can help them, to think the way that they are supposed to think. I know a person that the hardest person on them was themselves. And a person had to challenge them and saying, stop talking badly about that person. I love that person. And I want you to know today that you are loved. The awakening that David describes here, that word, it means to wake up abruptly. And so I pray that today, I know it's a Monday, and a lot of times Mondays are Mondays all day long. But today, maybe your spirit can cause you to awaken to a whole new reality where you say, after everything I've been through, after all of the things that my brothers have said, after all of the things that my father thought about me, after all of the things that Saul tried to do to me, after rescuing a city and having them betray me, after all of that, I'm going to choose to focus on what God thinks about me instead of what they thought about me. I am still with God. That's what he says. When I awake, I'm still with you. There are a lot of people who think that Christians live in a fantasy world. And I'm telling you, we don't live in a fantasy world. We live in a spiritual reality, and our challenge is to walk that spiritual reality in the land of the living. And so part of that may be that we have to relearn how to count. Remember when I started this story, I talked about a pastor who had written down all of the bad things that he had experienced. And after they had gone through that, and the counselor had said, you only wrote down six things. And so those six things had outweighed all of the other relationships that he'd had with wonderful people redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He said, now I want you to write down all of the good things that people have done for you. And the pastor looked at him and he said, I can't do that. And he said, why not? He said, because there are way too many good things that have been done to me than I can put on that piece of paper. See, sometimes it is about us allowing God to reprioritize what we're thinking about. The world will try and tell you no one sees you, no one notices you, no one pays attention to you, that you don't matter. I want you to know the devil has been, is, and will always be a liar. He will try and devalue something that God has deemed priceless. And so today, my gift to you is Psalm 139:17-18. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. Let me read that better. There's an exclamation point there. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they should be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. When I was a younger minister and the busyness of life and all of the different responsibilities, I would get up early in the morning to pray, and many times I would fall asleep, and I used to feel really guilty about that until someone told me that there was a very famous minister who said, when I come into the presence of the Lord, I pray and I experience such tremendous peace that many times I find myself resting in him and experiencing the sweetest rest I have ever known. And that one thought changed my perspective. You see, prayer isn't work. Prayer is communication between the lover of our soul and ourselves, the one he died to save. And he thinks the world of you. And he thinks the world of me. You might think that I share this and I've got it all ironed out and all figured out and I never struggle in this area. You would be mistaken. You would be mistaken. It is something that you have to develop over and over and over again. So someone had made this statement, you know, I think I mentioned it before. Amateurs do something until they get it right. Professionals do it so often they do it until they can't possibly get it wrong. I pray that you will put Psalm 139, 17 and 18 to use, because here's the reality of the matter. David had started in the presence of God. He had served God in his youth. He had served him as a shepherd. He had experienced the presence of the Lord at many times. He had experienced the deliverance of God, the favor of God, the blessings of God. He became really, really substantially well off financially. By the time he died, he was well positioned financially out of his own personal treasury to contribute to the constructing of the temple. In spite of all of the victories and in spite of all of the blessings, the thing that brought a smile to his face when he awoke every morning was, "I am still with you." I want to celebrate today. We're still here by the grace of God. By the grace of God, you're still where you are. In spite of the enemy's best efforts to take you out, not because of how smart you are, not because of how rich you are or anything like that, but because of the God who you belong to, we're still here. And this Christmas season, I pray that you will experience the joy of the Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And that means it's joy to you, it's joy to me. Let's live this Christmas season, Christmas 2025, knowing that God thinks precious thoughts towards us. Let's wake up and enjoy his presence. God bless you. You have a fantastic day. We'll see you here tomorrow on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."